Hello.
Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Donna. How may I help you today?
Yeah, hi. We got you have shipped a package to us, and I need to confirm which address you guys are sending it to, because we gave you our new address before the package got shipped, but for some reason, it looks like it's still going to Florida when we moved to Tennessee, and we changed it to Tennessee.
All right, I'll be more than happy to take a look and see. Can I get your account number?
Oh, good question. Hold on.
Can I get your your first name?
Go ahead. The name it's under is Josh, J-O-S-H, last name J-A-N, U-S-Z, like zebra.
All right, give me one moment. And let me get that pulled up for you.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Just one second. Okay, let's see. The system's just running a little slow.
No, you're fine.
Okay, let's see. All right, and can I get the address that's on the account?
It should be now 2743 Windwalker Court in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We moved here a little less than a month ago, and we called and changed it with you.
Yes, and I do say it's for the DeLorean.
Right.
Okay, and I do see that that is the address that I am showing on the account.
But that when you track the package, it says it's in Tampa, Florida.
Okay, just one moment. Sure. All right, I'm pulling it up to look at the tracking information, so just bear with me.
You're fine.
And we're talking about the June the 8th shipment.
Right. Right.
Okay. One moment.
Sitting on his watch.
Okay, let's see. Okay, now I am seeing that when the address was changed, the address was changed on the 10th, and the order was already processed on the 8th. So that... Okay, let's see.
Yeah, it was pretty unusual. I had three shipments all kind of really close together. I'm assuming something was on back order. But if this one went down there, what I seen in the note or on the what is it, in the tracking history that the UPS switched it to the post office?
Let's see. The post office, let's see. Or to the UPS. Let's see.
Because we have our mail forwarded.
That's
from,
what it's showing me as well. And so,
yeah,
and got, because the,
got,
I'm sorry.
No, no, it's all right. No, so because we have our mail forwarded to our new address in Tennessee, will that also be forwarded because it got switched to the post office instead of completely handled out through UPS?
Okay, let's see.
If that's the case, then I'll just wait it out until it gets forwarded and reshipped up here. Because the last two kits packages I've gotten, I haven't even touched them yet. So I'm not like in a super hurry, but we just want to make sure that it just didn't get left there or
Yes. Now you can go on to now the tracking number that you are seeing, the one beginning with one and then Z.
Yeah.
One F4. That is a UPS tracking number. So you can go on to UPS and use that tracking number and pull it up. And it looks like estimated delivery date will be provided soon. And you can contact UPS. Let's see. Because once it is in the shipping company's handle, you would have to follow up with them. Let's see. But that's what I am showing. Let's see. So it does look like, you know, if you transferred it, as far as your mailing with from the post office to you, they have forwarded it onto UPS.
Okay.
Yeah, we just wasn't sure because UPS won't typically go by the post office's mail forwarding thing.
Okay, that you would need to contact them.
All right.
We'll do that.
To be confirmed and then just update us because it's not referring to us. I'm not showing that they are like returning it back to sender.
Right.
And
so. I don't think the mail does forwarding on packages.
Well, it does look like it was because that's what it's showing because it went from having a post office tracking number, the one beginning with 9261, and now it does have a UPS tracking number.
Okay.
And so.
Yeah, that's weird because the email you guys send us has straight only the UPS tracking number.
So it has a USPS tracking number now?
No, it looks like it has a UPS, not a postal service tracking. That it had the postal service number first.
That's weird because our email shows us only the UPS one first.
Okay, because that's the one that we send it out with.
Okay.
Is
UPS
the postal
or post office?
The post office.
Oh, so they probably just used UPS as a carrier, and then it gets returned back to the post office once the flight lands or whatever.
You would have to contact them. As of right now, it's not advising us that it is returning it to the return to sender. So it looks like it's forwarding on if you had your regular mail forwarded.
Right.
And everything.
Okay.
So I would contact, you know, UPS.
We'll touch base with UPS and see what they did. Because if they channeled it through the post office, then they'll either return the package back to you guys or they'll forward it here.
That is correct. And then we can make a note as well, and I'll note that that you contacted us. Just one moment. And then just, you know, advise us of what they, you know, do let you know. And then we can also then further assist you if we need to, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, is there anything else that I could help you with?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, well, we do thank you for calling Google Moss Customer Service, and y'all have a nice evening.
Thank you, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.